How Does Perspectivated Really Works? Episode number 1083 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Ken Chavez. How is everyone doing? A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. This problem-oriented and critical approach has inspired a wide range of research in the fields of political science, economics, philosophy, and philosophy of language. Particular attention was paid to the political implications of discourse communication. The Discourse of the Society is a multidisciplinary peer-reviewed journal whose main objective is to publish outstanding research results within the boundaries of discourse analysis in the social sciences. DS examines society as it is, focusing on the relationship between discourse, communication and society, as well as its relationship to politics, economics and philosophy of language. DS examines society as it is, focusing on the relationship between discourse, communication and society, as well as its relationship to politics, economics and philosophy of language. Model priorities in linguistics and sociology differ in part, but complement each other in the field of discourse analysis. Linguistics provides a written form for reviewing discourses in sociology, and the structure of the course reflects this. Priority models in language and sociology differ in part in their focus on the relationship between language and society. On the one hand, it is this persistent idea of looking at the phenomenon of audiovisual media that is most interesting on a transdisciplinary level. While audiovisual communication is based on the premise that intersubjective understanding is possible, filmmakers refer to the common belief that they represent subjectivity and imagination. The representation of subjectivities can be modeled by referring to certain stylistic devices and narrative techniques. Perception focusing describes sensory data that are linked as narrative information to the knowledge of a character, thereby assuring us of the presence or absence of a particular character or its relationship to the narrative. It can be interpreted as a kind of visual representation of the perception of the individual by the perception of other people of themselves. Since focusing is a narratologically overdetermined term, it is useful to introduce a medium, a specific perspective that has no similar implications for implicit narrativity. Together with François Yost, Sabine Schlickers presented the concept of perspectivation as a method for expressing sensory impressions both visually and auditively. There are several ways to refer to the presence or absence of a technique, from ocularization to auricularization. While PEX appears functionally efficient, it is directed against systems that impose strong behavioral control, as has already been discussed. In summary, it should be noted that even children with autism who have no evidence of speech impairment can benefit from communication support systems to compensate for their speech impairments. Alternative communication systems can help subjects to develop meaningful communication, and in this way the use of technology can contribute to the socio-cognitive development of the subjects. There are cases where language does not exist, for example, where it can promote communication, facilitate processes or develop processes that facilitate communication. As a result, networking in particular can help to promote the integration of subjects into their social environment and can be very useful for facilitating communication in learning groups. As far as sociability is concerned, structured features of computer-mediated communication have been shown to promote the development of social interaction between subjects and their peers. Although this study focused on interactions in chat rooms, similar results were identified in other contexts. When supported by intelligent computing systems, communication can improve learning, especially when supported by an intelligent computational system. In this study we examine the context-dependent discursive practices that take place in the EU and Sweden, by means of a systematic analysis. The Swedish educational reform refers to the broader communicative context, and critical discourse analysis places more emphasis on the materialized expression of the discourse of institutionalism, which contributes to a theoretical framework that allows a better understanding of how ideas are communicated and legitimized in institutional environments. This study analyzes the role of discourse in education reform in Sweden and its impact on educational outcomes. Education actors are responsible for developing a wide range of education policies and practices within and outside the education system. This text is an example of an institution that is constantly being created and reshaped by social practices, not only by institutions but also by people. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.